Page 87, Unit 6, Exercise 1A.
The Fox and the Crow. The fox is hungry. He's looking for food, but he can't find anything to eat. Then he sees something. It's a piece of cheese, nice yellow cheese. The fox loves cheese. He runs to get it. But then he sees a bird, a big black bird. It's a crow. The crow likes cheese too. The big black crow lands next to the cheese, picks it up in her beak, and flies up into a tree. The fox isn't happy. He's still hungry, but now he can't eat the piece of cheese. He can see it. It's in the crow's beak, and the crow is sitting on a branch in the tree. "I really want that piece of cheese," thinks the fox. "But how can I get it? I can't climb trees, and the crow can fly away." The fox is very clever, and he has an idea. He walks to the tree and he looks up. The crow is sitting on a branch. She's holding the piece of cheese in her beak. She sees the fox, but she doesn't fly away. She knows that the fox can't get her. She's safe in the tree.
"Good morning, Mrs. Crow," says the fox, and he smiles. "How are you today?"
The crow doesn't say anything. She can't speak because she's holding the piece of cheese in her beak.
"Isn't it a lovely day?" says the fox. "The sun is shining. The birds are singing."
The crow doesn't say anything.
"But you aren't singing," says the fox. "Why aren't you singing today, Mrs. Crow? Everyone says that you've got a beautiful voice."
Now everyone knows that the crow can't sing. She can only say, "Craw, craw." But the fox says,
"Please sing for me, Mrs. Crow. I want to hear your beautiful voice."
The crow wants to sing. She wants to have a beautiful voice.
"Please sing your beautiful song for me," says the fox again.
The crow wants to sing. She opens her beak and says,
"Craw! Craw!"
But the fox isn't listening to her. When she opens her beak, the piece of cheese falls. It lands in front of the fox. He looks at the cheese. The crow looks at the cheese.
"Thank you," says the fox.
Then he picks up the piece of cheese, the nice yellow cheese, and he eats it.